Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day as a small business owner feels like solving a puzzle. One moment you're cruising along, and the next, there's a shipping snag that has you scrambling. But here's a surprise you will like. With Progressive, small business owners save 13% on their commercial auto insurance when they pay in full. So go ahead, surprise yourself. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My name is Shannon Maldonado. I'm the founder of Yowie, a gift shop from the lens of artists and handmade objects. I chose Shopify because when I was testing other platforms, it was definitely one of the most user-friendly. It was important to me to think about where we would be in the future. All of the tools for reading your sales, like planning inventory, are just right there on your dashboard. For anyone starting a small business, the biggest thing I can tell you is it doesn't have to be perfect. Shopify can help you build upon it. Start your free trial on shopify.com.
Listen to Todd and Tyler anywhere you are
with the Todd and Tyler app.
Download it from your app store today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The Ocho also features the T-Rex World Championship races where runners race in inflatable dinosaur costumes.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
This one sounds dangerous. Slippery stairs challenges.
I've seen this. Yeah. It's an inflatable stair.
Okay.
But it's like covered in like cooking
oil. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Whatever.
They wipe out, man. They run up. It's the first person to get to the top, and people get to the top and start sliding.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not gonna fall and break.
It looks like fun to do when you're younger and not get injured.
Pop a shot. We all know what that is. What do they call the pop a shot game at Colleen's Arcade?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it called pop a shot?
It's not called pop a shot, but it's what we know.
The basketball one, right?
As pop a shot. I don't think they're regular size basketballs.
You know, they're a little smaller.
They're
kids, but the rim's a little smaller too, though.
Is it?
Yeah, the rim's a little smaller, too.
The rim looks to me like the same size, and I couldn't beat Shea head score 43 and when
she
we played the other day. Best I could do was 42.
Right.
Pop darts, I've seen those. It's where you try to land a sticky dart on top of another dart.
Yeah, they're like double-sided suction cups.
Yeah. And adult kickball. I saw they have an adult kickball league being formed at my gym. Our gym is also kind of it's a campus. It's a community center, basically.
So it's outdoor on turf or something like that?
There's indoor turf.
Yeah. They have indoor turf.
You're Todd.
I think they probably played in the building that I never go into.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And they also
like
have
a field house.
Right. They also have a couple of soccer fields at that complex, too. So maybe they play it there.
Todd, you're going to tune in 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning for the Wisconsin Auctioneers Championship?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is that about speed?
I don't know.
Or is it about Wisconsin?
Yeah.
What makes the Wisconsin auctioneer so good?
That's probably pretty big there.
National Bubblegum Blowing Championship.
Mm-mm. Yeah, now they're really getting ridiculous.
This is the stuff that's in the middle of the night.
Okay, I ain't watching that crap.
So
the more legitimate things are during the day.
They got some guy with a pair of calipers to calculate
how big
the bubble you just blew was.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's probably quickest bubble, biggest bubble, that crap, smallest bubble.
Jigsaw National Championships.
The what?
You
jigsaw.
Pop it, it flies back on your face. Jigsaw, you watch Jigsaw.
I'm assuming you're doing puzzles.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Watching that'd be great.
Oh, for not, speed?
You're not working a jigsaw.
No.
No. I bet you it is puzzles.
I thought it was like shop class.
No. No, you watch a guy at a jigsaw, you're at a state fair.
And I don't think you want to do jigsawing for speed, because somebody's going to lose a finger.
I saw a video of a guy that was at the state fair in Pennsylvania, the York State Fair, whatever. They had stands in front of a guy doing stands. 50 or 60 people in the stands watching a guy carve something with a chainsaw.
Ooh.
Stands. Not just stopping by and watching him for a little bit and moving on. Stands. All right.
Wow. Tree stump? Was he carving a tree stump?
Yes, he really. It's pretty incredible stuff. But watching it is just kind of dumb.
I think I would probably watch a little up close. For
you might walk past it and keep going, right, and go get a funnel cake or something like that.
A couple of minutes.
Are you gonna sit there in the stands?
Oh, here you go. 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. The housekeeping games. You're dusting or doing windows or
I don't know,
cleaning a kitchen. The housekeeping games.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff out there, man.
Yeah, yeah. So Salina, Kansas, that's pretty much our Z92. No, excuse me, our Blaze signal in Lincoln goes down so far, then T95 in Wichita. Can you hear us in Salina? I always forget.
Yeah, I think we're kind of on the fringe there. Yeah. I got to go back to the housekeeping.
I know the Blaze goes way down there too.
Wait, for just a second here. Okay. Hotel housekeepers, custodians compete in high-speed, skill-based cleaning tasks.
Oh, Maria's going to win that.
Sponsored by the Worldwide Cleaning Industry Association. Yeah. Speed bed making.
Oh, make them fold a fitted sheet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Flawlessly assemble sheets, blankets, and pillows in strict time constraints. The vacuum race, a timed obstacle course, navigating vacuum cleaners around tight corners.
I hate watching that.
The mop relay, the toilet paper toss, the buffer pad toilet paper dash.
Yeah, I think that one's on at like 3 o'clock in the morning too.
Those are
2 o'clock. Excuse me.
What are we calling these?
The housekeeping
games.
Yeah, housekeeping.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're up in the middle of the night, you're getting the pumpkin chunking, the T-Rex races, the corgi races, and the housekeeping games.
The T-Rex things are funny because those costumes have just become things people just wear and just stand around.
Yeah.
Like I was at No Kings rally in the spring, and there was a guy. There were just two. Yeah, there's people all over the state capitol, and there's just two T-Rex just standing there.
Yeah.
No signs. They're just two T-Rex. And you could tell they were kind of talking to each other because they would lean towards each other, and their voices, they could probably hear themselves. Nobody else could. I'm thinking, there's two T-Rexes here just hanging out.
Does this pop up on all the ESPN platforms, or is it mainly on like ESPN News and ESPNU?
I think most of it's on ESPN2, it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to have some sort of people watching it, exactly.
And then they end the weekend on Sunday afternoon showing Dodgeball, the movie.
Okay. Oh, the movie.
Which is where this was all born.
Right. That was the inspiration for the Ocho.
Yeah, they were showing Dodgeball on ESPN 8, the Ocho, in the movie.
I never knew that's where it started.
That's the genesis of it.
Mm-hmm.
We
played Dodgeball before it was even cool. We played adult Dodgeball way before it got cool. You know, we did that years ago. We brought it back. Yeah,
I think
we play it the real way too, with the good balls.
Were we on it before the movie?
Oh yes, I thought so. We were on it before any of those leagues, anything. Adult dodgeball. That was a lot of fun.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a small business owner, sometimes it feels like no matter how much planning you do, there's always surprises, like an urgent, expensive repair. But here's a surprise you will like. With Progressive, small business owners save 13% on their commercial auto insurance when they pay in full. So enjoy a surprise for once. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
48-year-old former Salina Middle School teacher accused of providing alcohol and THC products to at least one student. Amanda Freeman originally charged September distributing cannabinoids, aggravated child endangerment. Yeah, kid was 16. Contributing to the child's misconduct. That's a new one. Possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful hosting of minors consuming alcohol, and furnishing alcohol to a minor. Yeah.
The wording of that one, unlawfully hosting minors consuming alcohol, would make me assume that there is a lawful way to host minors consuming alcohol.
That's true.
And I don't think that's true.
Maybe like a Thanksgiving gathering. That might be considered.
Yeah, they might not.
Or is Kansas one of those states where you can drink at home as long as your mom and dad says it's okay?
That I don't know.
I don't know. But, but other people can't drink. Like,
and we've been talking to Kansas for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah, real close to 20 years.
Isn't that Wisconsin? Isn't that their deal?
I told you I didn't know that was a deal until I was at a bar in Wisconsin on the river there in Milwaukee, and I saw two parents sitting there with their legitimately 15-year-old kid, and the kid had a beer in front of him. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that is your role. If that's your parents, I don't care. You know, she obviously implied munchies, too. Look at her photo. You know.
Yeah. Waiting for that. Wow. This is roughly 30 states allow minors to consume alcohol in private residences with parental consent or supervision.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that many.
I don't mind that if it's your own kids, but you make sure you take the keys away. You know.
When I was a senior in high school, my parents me host a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking New Year's Eve party at our house. And all the other parents knew about it.
Oh, yeah. I had my buds at my house, you know, more than once, all drinking. And, we weren't 14 or anything like that, but we were 16, 17.
But mom and dad supplied all the booze.
Yeah.
And
that happened a lot back in those days.
I think they had parents come and pick them up at the end of the night, or they just crashed on the couch or crashed on the floor.
I was at a party.
I don't know if that was legal or not. If it's acceptable in North Dakota.
Well, it might not have been legal, but it was also one of those things nobody really cared.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, all the parties involved knew what was going on.
Right. Yeah, I was at a party once where my girl went to high school in his basement, and cops showed up. And we're thinking, oh, we're screwed. And it was one of those walkout basement parties. And cops come in there, start walking around, and we're losing our everybody in the place is 16 or 17, and maybe 18, but even then, 21 was illegal. So it didn't matter. Her dad was a cop, so she got on the phone and called him, and she goes, "Hey, my dad wants to talk to you," and handed the phone to the cops, and the cop picked up the phone, and I said, "Okay, sir, sorry, sir, sorry, sir," and he hung up the phone, and the cops just left.
Perfect.
It was like, no, it's my daughter's party, I'm a cop, here I am, just, you can leave.
Yeah, Kansas is not one of the states, but Nebraska is.
Yes.
They do what now in Nebraska?
Minors can possess or consume alcohol in a parent or guardian's home only. Iowa is on that list.
You said 30 states.
I'm looking at a list individually, and that's pretty much of all of them that are listed, that's pretty much the wording. Minors can possess and consume alcohol with a parent, guardian, or spouse in a private residence.
Yeah. I did the key thing here last summer. I just...
Key party?
Roger, you had a key party.
All right. There's more stories here, I think.
No, I walked around with a bag and took all the kids' keys. Roger had about 7 or 8 dudes over and some girls and by the pool. And I said, you guys can drink here, but no keys. So I took all their keys and hid them. So nobody could drive anywhere.
Yeah. Tyler's the responsible drinker.
Well,
in the room.
In this day and age, man, I don't care if you have a little booze. They're all 20, 21 anyway. But I said, it doesn't matter about that. You leave somebody's house, you know.
Yeah.
They all crash at your place then?
Oh, yeah. No, no. They had to walk home.
Yeah.
They all live about 2 hours away.
They camped in the backyard.
No, they all crash there. Yeah. They all crash there. Yeah. That was weird, too, because I came downstairs in the middle of the because I always wake up earlier than anybody else, especially if teenagers. Well, and I come downstairs, and there's this girl laying on my couch. I don't know who she is, just passed out on my couch.
Ah, the old days.
Yeah, I know. There's a 21-year-old girl laying on the couch.
Yeah, do you have some flashbacks?
Oh, yes. except I was the old man walking down the stairs. Hello, how you doing? All right. The old days, exactly, Todd. Usually it was you on my couch, Todd, back in those days.
Oh, yeah, also. Yeah. The not quite as old days.
I don't understand why you give... Yeah, this lady must have wanted to be the cool teacher, you know, but, you know, she's in trouble.
Yeah, don't do that, teachers.
No.
Don't bang your kids and don't give them alcohol and weed.
Yeah.
That'll get you in trouble.
You bang your students. Don't bang your kids either.
You know the rules.
And the Bears shouldn't eat their kids either. Jesus. Come on, Bears.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It was other people's.